London, BBC Caribbean Report.
The tension grows in Haiti after the return of former military leaders. There are fears that the electoral process is now under threat. Cuban activists take up refuge in the Czechoslovak embassy in Havana, and the CARICOM summit just a few weeks away, but deadlines set last year still have not been met. I'm Pat Whitehorn, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. The return to Haiti of two key military figures has continued to send shockwaves through the country. On Saturday, Roger Lafontaine, who served under ousted dictator Jean-Claude Duvalier and was in charge of the much-feared Tonton Macoute, returned from the Dominican Republic. His arrival was preceded by Williams Regala, a former army general who slipped back into Haiti last week. There is also a great deal of speculation that former President Leslie Muniga will be back in Haiti tomorrow. The arrival of the men comes amid growing tension in Haiti as the country prepares for general elections in November. And as I found out from Fritz Longchamp, the executive director of the Washington office on Haiti, their return has also increased fears that Duvalierists are planning to disrupt the electoral process.
Speculation in Haiti right now is that there is a complicity between the Macoute sector and the military and some sector of the military to overthrow the current government and impose Leslie Muniga as constitutional president of Haiti. And eventually Roger Lafontaine would be the prime minister of that government and Williams Regala, the minister of Interior and Defense.